Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Oh, it is good to be back. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London.
I think you're using our wrong names, Buzz.
Sorry, Lord...
Lady Bellend.
Lady Bellend and Lord Fanny Hanslane.
Now, you got around last night because I went to visit my dad who's popped into London town.
Popped in. London. Gazers, isn't it?
He had a note left under his door welcoming him to London and look who it's from.
Fanny.
It's from you.
Is it?
It's Fanny. That's a nickname, isn't it? That's what you Fanny. Go by. Fanny.
No, I'm Lord Fanny Hands.
Yeah, but what's your nickname?
Oh, yeah, Fanny. Just casual. I don't actually mind Fan, if you just want to call me Fan as well. And because I'm actually surprised you recognise me today.
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's not good.
I'm rocking a new look. And
it's not good.
I'm smelling better. I got a new jumper, guys.
That is true. You are smelling better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to Zadari Bricklayers, because I'm wearing a Zadari Bricklayers hoodie because I only bought one jumper to London. And gorgeous Christina dropped this off for us. It's her brother's
She called in yesterday when she saw the naked photo of you riding around London and she said, I will come and meet you and give you a jumper.
I will cover that up. I will cover that
yes.
rig up.
How would you describe the jumper, Buzz?
Mm. I would say fitted.
It's about five sizes too small.
It's a lady's size six. And I've never felt more stunning.
Yeah, it's quite, I feel like you'd be getting up to some funny business after hours with that on.
I look like a criminal who's grown out of his clothes.
You said it, not me.
That's not the only thing that happened yesterday. We had a little bit of fun that made Bickmore react like this.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh.
Guys, when we started this show, we promised that we would never record the post-show showers. That was our one safe zone.
It was a good day yesterday.
Well, for some. Others might not have had the time that you did.
We'll find out, won't you?
Yeah, we'll get
Buzzy.
To that.
Up next, though, my morning started in a very bad way. We need to discuss this next.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, so we are doing our show live from London,
Bickmore's
which means...
unbuttoning her pants. It's such a weird way to start talking, mate. Okay.
Sorry.
Like an old sleazy man.
I've chubbed up in London like we mentioned the other day. The Heathrow injection and I'm getting fat. Okay, so now... we're doing the radio show live from London. So London. Australian time, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But in London...
That's taken you four days to work that out.
In London, we're starting the show at 6 a.m, which means we are doing weird hours for our body, right?
And I'm still just waking up at 3:30 or 4 every morning.
Yeah, so am I, right? Yep. Anyway, it's tricky when you've got the family in the room, so I'm trying to do everything in the dark when I get up in the morning so I don't wake anybody up because usually they've been awake the whole freaking night. So by the time if they are asleep, I'm not going to wake them up, right?
Yep.
Don't want to wake the sleeping giant, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing everything, including putting my makeup on and getting dressed in the dark, as you can see, in the dark today. And I was brushing my teeth. And as I was brushing my teeth, I tasted a funny taste.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. I know. I've done this before.
No, I don't reckon you have.
Oh, not with what you've... Okay.
What have you done before? I'm interested.
Well, I've brushed my teeth with something that I thought was toothpaste that wasn't toothpaste.
No, what was that?
Hey, I've brushed my teeth with body lotion before.
Oh. I think that is a better outcome than what I've done.
What did you do?
I used... So,
oh, no, this is going to be hectic.
I obviously have lots of Addy's bottles and baby food containers and stuff. And every day in the sink, I fill it with detergent and I scrub out the dirty bottles of milk and get in the teat, right up in the teat, and I flush it round.
God, we've gone from unbuttoning your jeans to talking about right up in the teat.
And I've been using a toothbrush to do that. And I used the wrong toothbrush this morning and I brush my teeth with the teat brush.
You've got titty teeth.
I've got titty
You've
teeth.
Got titty teeth.
And all I can taste now is old milk and detergent in my mouth. And I haven't swallowed really this morning because I keep spitting. Have you noticed I keep spitting into a cup? Because I don't want to swallow what I'm worried will be germs that make me get actually sick while we're over here.
Jeez, it really wipes off the gloss of working with one of Australia's sweethearts, which is spitting into a cup and unbuttoning her jeans and going, I've got kitty teeth.
But I want to know. I know I wouldn't be the first person to have put something strange in my mouth.
Great. What's the strangest? What's the grossest thing you've had in your mouth?
13, 10, 16.
Once again, we don't want to hear about Daryl from accounts.
That's the grossest thing you've had.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Summer in London, isn't it rubbish?
Okay, so this morning I brushed my teeth with the dish brush, with my teeth brush.
You got titty teeth.
I got titty teeth because I've been washing my daughter's bottles and baby food and everything in the morning with one toothbrush and in the sink, and the other toothbrush is for my teeth. And this morning in the dark, while trying not to wake everybody up, I switched those, and as I tasted a bit of parsnip, carrot, apple.
Just foul.
Do you know what parsnip is?
I've got no idea.
It's a root vegetable.
Is it?
Yeah, really?
Is it? Oh, well, whatever you eat while you do it, I guess, is good. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine from the Goldie. What's the grossest thing you've had in your mouth?
So I was drinking a can of Pepsi, and I have no idea why he did this, but my husband thought I was finished it and put his waxy earbuds that he just cleaned his mouth out in it.
Stop!
I'm not even joking. So I took a big drink out of my can, and these things tapped the back of my throat, and they were waxy earbuds that I pulled out of my throat. I nearly vomited and died.
Oh my gosh! Catherine, I thought when I'd had, you know how people put cigarettes in beers?
I'd
taken a cigarette, but it was like one of the worst things. But that is, I assume you've broken up with this man and never seen him again.
Oh
no, we're going on to our 11th wedding anniversary. He's very lucky to date him.
Good on him for cleaning out his ears, though.
Oh.
Not many men do that.
Yeah, but don't put it in my drink.
No, it's strange spot to put it. Jordan,
Catherine.
A hard story to top.
Yeah.
Good start. Jordan, are you there?
I was living with a bunch of housemates, and one of them decided to, on a night we were drinking, decided to swap out the toothpaste with sunscreen and replace my toothbrush with the toothbrush we used to clean the dog's teeth with.
Oh. Whoa.
So you brushed your teeth with dog toothbrush with sunscreen on it.
Yeah.
At least your teeth wouldn't have got burnt. That's good.
No, worst part is it was just after I finished drinking a fair bit and ended up throwing up. So I went in to clean my teeth, which gave me the vomit, and that's why I got instead. So I'm
Jordan.
You're disappointed because, Jordan, I expected better of you. Let's go to Steph. Steph, I've seen what yours is. It's written on the screen. I don't want to play anymore. What happened, Steph?
So one night I was having a bit of a movie night with my sister, and we're sitting on the couch. My baby daughter was sitting on, laying on my lap sleeping. And so, you know, we're binging on the sugary stuff and eating a bit of chocolate cheesecake. Thought I had a bit of chocolate cheesecake on my hand, so I went to lick it off my finger, and it was not cheesecake. It was baby poo.
How does that taste?
Not great. Definitely not the chocolate cheesecake.
I'm actually going to vomit if we keep going.
I just remembered another gross thing I've had in my mouth, because you know how Addie had...
She's going to bring up Daryl from accounts again. Get out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, all week we've been, you and I have been the subject of pranks. Our producers have been behind the scenes working their little butts off trying to surprise us every day with something fun that's never very fun.
Oh, wow. This has just become a team meeting on air.
Yesterday, you and I independently decided it would be nice.
You got wind that I was going to do something nice, and then you tried to trump me.
A little bit. decided it would be nice to do something for our producer, Sonda, because let's be honest, she's on the verge of a breakdown.
Oh, she broke down days ago. Not the cackle of a broken woman, I don't know what is.
She cried three times yesterday before 10 a.m.
That's a good day. I love it when we were talking about tantrums before and you were talking about Evie, your daughter, and I was like, Sonda has the same tantrums.
Yeah, you just see a little head go, dick, switching and starts spinning around, around. Anyway, so we organised these beautiful things for Sonda yesterday to say thank you for such an amazing. Such an amazing time.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we go with my surprise first or yours?
Yeah. Well, I'd planned something for the evening.
Yeah.
And so you decided to do something for the afternoon.
Well, I saw Sonda at lunchtime. She looked so broken and so tired. Mm. I thought, why not get her a massage, right? And she's got a little boy at home and she would never get a chance to go have a massage.
Yeah, great. Lovely thing to do.
I went and booked her 4:30 in the afternoon, a beautiful massage, and I sent her a message and I said, hey, I've booked you a massage. All you need to do is pop down there at 4:30. Mm. It's on me.
And then, Son, we were messaging then. I thought, that's weird. Son's messaging me when she's meant to be having a massage. And what happened?
I went and sat in a unattended for 20 minutes waiting for the masseuse. Yeah. And then I ran out of time to get the massage because I had to come do
Did they ever rock up?
No, they kept promising me someone was coming, but they never did.
And we need to say as well, Carrie did book a massage. This wasn't a prank. Carrie did.
No, I actually booked a massage. You know, the funny thing about the surprise was they only had a 30-minute slot available, so I gave her 30 minutes and I sent her a message and I said, just so you know, that's all I had available. I'm not a tight ass who couldn't afford 45 minutes to an hour.
They definitely didn't have that available because there was no one there.
No one.
So you missed
your
massage.
But that was okay because then I had a really relaxing night planned ahead of that. I'd booked something for 7:30 and by the time Sol and I caught up, I realised we didn't have time to go for dinner before.
Yeah, because I thought you were going for dinner.
Yeah, I planned to, but we ran out of time to do that. And so then we turned up at the event.
So did you eat anywhere or were you hungry?
We got a handful of hot chips before we left, which made that our third portion of chips for the day because London food sucks. And then we went to the theatre, right?
I wanted to take because
I'd heard such amazing things about Hamilton, the musical, and I thought
it's coming to Australia. You know,
well, it's sold out months in advance, and it's won all these awards. And I thought Son would absolutely love this. And I tell Son we're going to see Hamilton, and I'm expecting tears.
She cries at anything.
And she says, "Oh, what's that?" And I thought that's not good because I hate musicals. And if Son's saying what's that, and it's one of the most famous musicals in the world right now, this isn't going to go well. And then we get there and there's such a queue and it's raining because London weather sucks. And so we don't have an umbrella. And so we're meant to line up outside in the rain.
Oh,
and I said, let's not do this.
So
let's go get a drink. So this says, isn't the show about to start? I said, yeah, but they're not going to get all these people in on time. Guess what? They did. So we were late to the start of Hamilton. So we had to watch the first 5 or 10 minutes on a TV screen. And it was at that point that I realised it was a lot of people jumping around in tights. And it sucked. And so then we got dragged into
sucked.
Our seat.
It is like won so many awards. It can't suck.
Because it's up against other musicals.
No. How about you just don't have an appreciation for musicals?
That's what I'm saying, mate. We're saying the same thing. And then I thought Son will love this, though. And then I sit down and I look across at Son and she's bobbing. It's bobbing up and down. And I thought, Son's drifting off here.
Oh, my God, did Son go to sleep?
I just bobbed up and down for an hour and a half, which is too long. And I thought, because I thought it'll be 45 minutes, interval 45 minutes.
Mate, you really haven't been to a musical.
The first half was an hour and a half. And I spent the whole time thinking, just tell Son it's okay, we can leave if she wants to leave.
Isn't it so bad when you're in a situation where you both want to leave, but neither of you wants to say first you want to leave?
I felt so bad because I hate musicals. And so then when I found out we were going to Hamilton, I'm like, oh my God, this is my worst nightmare.
And you're so tired.
I'm so tired, but it's what you did was so generous and lovely, and I did not want to be ungrateful. But I sat there thinking, think of things to say to Tommy that indicate that you're enjoying this. So, like, you know, great music or great acting or like Tommy looked at me at intermission and I said to him, oh, it's brilliant. And he said, we can go. I was like, excellent.
So you left at halftime?
Yeah, we did. Absolutely.
And what'd you do?
Oh, talked about how we wish we left sooner. I want to know on 131060, surprise has gone wrong.
Yeah.
We both tried to surprise Sonda with things that we thought she loved yesterday. Yours was an empty room because you claimed there was a free massage spot available when there clearly wasn't. And I got a bunch of men to jump around in tights on stage thinking that's what Son was into. And turns out she hates that as much as I do.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking surprises gone wrong because we tried to do lovely surprises for our producer, The Don, yesterday, and you organised her a massage.
A beautiful, relaxing massage.
And the masseuse never turned up, no. So she sat there in a
dark room.
In a dark room by herself.
Which, getting more stressed rather than more relaxed.
Yes, yep. And then I said, don't worry, I'll pick the pieces up here. I planned to take her to dinner and a show, and we were too late to squeeze dinner in, and then the show was a musical, and she hates musicals.
Yeah, you're too late for the dinner because you had to have the massage. Massage.
Yes.
Yes, that she didn't have.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go to Lacey. Lacey, surprise has gone wrong. Talk to us.
Yeah, hey guys. It was my partner's 21st birthday and we planned a surprise party. As we jumped up to say surprise, both my waters broke. I was only 36 weeks pregnant at the time, went to hospital, had our son, came home a few days later to a $350 cleaning fee from the venue.
Oh.
What does both my waters broke mean, Lucy?
I'm so glad you asked because I thought that was a lady thing that I was meant to know.
Do you have more than one lot of waters to break?
Yeah, apparently you have two sets, so your main set and then a backup set, I suppose. But, yeah, both of them broke at the
same
time.
That's a lot of water. Yeah,
I know.
And it's not just water too, is it, Lucy?
No, because I ruptured membranes, it was all blood, so that's why it was so expensive.
Well, I'm glad we got that extra bit of detail. Thanks, Carrie, for really prying that out of Lacey there.
No, well, the cleaning bill would have been expensive because of that.
Sure, you don't charge a woman for busting both her
you
waters.
You don't care that her waters are broken. You've just got the cleanup bill. Yeah, but you're not running a hotel or a venue. Oh,
this is probably the main reason.
Yeah.
Because I'd be letting women break both their waters wherever they wanted.
Marco, what happened with the surprise?
Yeah, so I've got a bit of a partying 70-year-old grandmother and we thought we'd order a special surprise birthday party for her. We got all of 50 of her friends around the family, all the relatives from around Australia. And when she walked into the house, we all jumped out and screamed surprise, to which she completely fainted.
Oh, my God, she died.
She didn't die. She's probably partying in heaven now. She didn't die then, but she completely blanked out. We couldn't get her back.
God.
We couldn't get her back. Everyone had to leave, and she has no recollection of the night at all. It's still a complete end. So, it was, mind-blowing.
Marco, it's so interesting. I've often wondered with surprise parties whether they can give you like a heart attack. Yeah.
But I wonder if they can.
Well, they make you faint. That's
131060, if you're listening to this and you know someone who had an actual heart attack from a surprise. Because I think Husey once, when they were talking about someone surprised
tested
him.
His heart rate.
They tested his heart rate to see.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to D. D, surprise gone wrong. Talk to us.
Yeah, so my wedding anniversary and my birthday are really close together. So my husband had this fantastic surprise of taking me horse riding. Now, it was last summer in that 40-degree temperature.
We arrived.
I was so excited. Beautiful ride on the beach. He was too heavy to ride. I had to go on my own in 40 degrees with all these beautiful couples, and it was just me sitting there on my own because he was too heavy, and he went to the brewery and got drunk, and I had to drive home.
So he went and stacked on a bit more weight over there.
Yeah, went out a few beers at the brewery and, picked me up at the end of the ride. I was burnt till crisp and miserable and he was drunk and fatter.
I know it sounds like the surprise was miserable, but the one thing I really focused on when you were talking about it was a 40-degree day, and as I'm looking out at 8 degrees
miserable
in the middle of summer in London, I just thought, geez, Australia's awesome.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nope. And I thought we had a bit of audio there. We did.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I only got better with the slight pause.
Yeah.
Just added to it.
Making them wait.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now, you might be wondering why I'm making those noises.
Yes.
Yesterday was a fun day.
Yes.
Yes. We've had lots of days that weren't so fun because we were both pranked.
Yes.
And it was scary and frightening. Yesterday
was
just pure joy.
Wasn't it just? Mm. Because we'd organised a little adventure, an outing. And, Buzzy, were you excited?
I was so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah.
Like a team thing. We haven't done a team thing together.
Mm. And I realised things weren't going to go quite to plan because producer Sonda and I had chatted through this and we'd done logistics on how it was going to go. And it was a hot tub in the water.
Yeah, like a spa that floats down the water.
A spa that floats. And Sandra said, okay, it's on the Thames.
Yeah.
And how do we want the shots to look? And we organised to get another hot tub to shoot from because you want to get this iconic London stuff in the background.
Yeah.
And then we arrived at the place and it was not the Thames. We were half an hour out of London at Islington and we put up and I thought, but we still had a trick up our sleeve and fun was still going to be had.
Because we are on the Thames.
Is this the Thames? No, it's like a canal in the middle of the...
It's all the Thames.
Yeah.
Dirty is the Thames anyway.
Yeah, it is. Careful, Ol, if you fall in that water, you'll definitely get dinged.
You've been complaining that we haven't had a lot of fun this trip.
Yes.
A lot of pranking, a lot of ha-ha, Tommy.
No, we haven't had a lot of bonding time.
We haven't had a lot of bonding time. So we thought this was the perfect thing to do, didn't we?
Yeah, this is
on a hot tug.
Hot tug. Nothing like a tug in the morning, is what we've been told.
Yeah.
And we have it here, so it's a jacuzzi on the water. Buzzy, are you excited?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
Have you been in a hot tub before?
I've been in a hot tub, not a hot tug.
No, this is the first
time. On the Thames as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know how we've been stitched up quite a bit
on this trip. What are you going to make me do?
Well, we're going to go in the hot tug.
Yeah.
And you're going to meet us at our destination.
What?
It's like Amazing Race style. You and your robe just got to run along the side.
I've got to run.
Go in on the subway.
Well, we don't care how you get there, but we're going to meet you at Stuart Lock.
Oh, my God. So I can't... What? Hang on. I'm not going in there. Not going.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
And you can't now go get changed.
I can. It's just on the way back.
No.
I've got to go past the changing room.
You
have
your clothes.
Have you actually?
You are to run through London in your room and meet
God.
Us at where's
Stuart Lock.
Stuart Lock.
You said it doesn't matter how I get there. I can't. Don't even have my wallet to get a new taxi.
Hey, Buzzy, we're getting in, mate.
Is this serious?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know where that is.
Gorgeous Buzzy in nothing but a robe, which clearly we both agreed, if you saw, also wearing a captain's hat and a robe, and it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, you'd call the police.
You would. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't see it coming because we are the prank show here in London and we've all been pranked, but you hadn't yet.
I thought something was going to happen because I started getting excluded from all these meetings that I'm always a part of.
That's when we were discussing the logistics of having a hot tub on the Thames.
Well, you can have one
because
I quit.
Oh, this is really escalated. Fanny Hans Lane's doing the show by himself. Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little. Now, you just heard the start of our hot tug adventure before. Buzzy, you thought we were going down to sit in a hot tub on the water.
It was the one thing I was excited about this trip.
Yeah, that's where we get you right when you're vulnerable. Because then we made you race us in your bathrobe like a proper pest.
Yeah.
Down the side while we went to Stuart's Lock, a place where we didn't know where it was.
No, I
we
had rough directions. What it was called.
Yes, that's
memorable.
Yeah,
and but we had such a lovely trip, didn't we?
Wasn't it great?
It was probably the most relaxed I felt this entire time.
Find out who will win the race now.
Oh, that's amazing! Oh, that's the warmest I've felt since I arrived in London.
Oh, this is how you should do London.
Oh.
Oh, it feels like summer.
Let's not go meet Buzz. Let's just say.
I'm absolutely fine with that as a plan.
Imagine if he gets there and he just waits there for the whole day.
This only goes 1K an hour, which is just above your average walking speed.
Tugging away.
To be honest with you, have a look at how slow they're moving. I don't think we even need to run. Oh, hang on. Here's a map. Oh, we've hit a dead end. Oh, see, look. I don't even know where we are now. Excuse me. Do you know where Stuart's Lock is?
No, sorry, I don't.
No, okay, great, thank you. I think we're on the right, going the right way, though. I don't reckon we're too far away from them, to be honest with you.
Well, 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 look who we have here.
I haven't even started running yet.
Yeah, but we've also been going in our slowest gear. Ollie, turn it up to full speed.
And I just finished Shampers. How's your day going?
I'll be honest, I'm parked.
Okay, I'll focus. We've gone off course.
Excuse me, ladies. Do you know where Stuart's Lock is?
Jumping in.
I'm actually racing a tug.
Oh, okay.
A hot tug. I mean, we can chat here for 10 minutes. I reckon I'd still beat them, so... Yeah, they're on their way. Can you heckle one of them? Can you yell out, Dave Thornton is funnier? Jeanette has something to say to you, Tommy.
Dave Thornton is the funniest. Dave Thornton is the best.
Yeah, enjoy your tugboat, guys. How do I get back on the canal?
2 minutes as well, again, a left.
And a left. Great, yeah, you're a champion. Thank you. That looks like the lock there.
We made it first!
All right, let's pick him up.
Yeah.
Buzzy, pick him up. Jump in. How do you feel about jumping into a moving target?
Rope off.
I'm getting a blister on my foot. Just might mean I won't be able to do anything else for the rest of the trip.
Guys, I'm in a moon boot.
You did join us for the tug back.
It was actually quite funny that we forgot we were in a race and we really didn't care if we won because we had literally had won by getting to sit in a boat for 2 hours.
It was the first time we felt warm in the whole time we've been here.
It's the first time I think I've had a champagne.
You had one sip. This was you after one sip of champagne.
Hi!
They think it's early to be drinking.
Is this Loch Ness or where are we going? Stock Lock, what's it called?
I really need to go too. Don't listen to Tommy Holly. We'll have to fit the bill.
Two sip Bickmore. We'll have to foot the bill. If we don't make it, we'll have to foot the bill. We have to foot the bill. That's great. When you go out to dinner, do you and Chris split or do you foot the bill?
Hey, we've got to say a massive thanks to Schooner for the Hot Tug experience. If you are heading over to London, highly recommend it.
You know what Schooner did?
Yeah.
They foot the bill.
They foot the bill. If you go, your mates, you foot the bill.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Kate in the Drive You Home next.
Yes, we are.
Hughes joins us now. The hunk. The hottest hunk, Husey.
Now, Carrie, you probably haven't heard about this, but there's been a radio article over here, and this is a prank. I feel like if you guys organise this, I can't tell
what
us anymore.
Happening. You're bringing something to me.
We can't either, mate.
Honestly, we're all so on edge. It's just ridiculous. What's happening, Husey?
Take Five magazine are having the hottest hunks in radio.
Oh, Take Five. Yeah. Yes, I know Take Five. They're cutting edge.
And they are cutting edge.
Entertainment, yeah.
And I was number one on the ranking, all right? So
of what?
Of hottest hunks guys in radio. And I don't need that reaction, Carrie. I need you to be on my team.
I don't know what reaction you're talking about. I just asked you to repeat what it was.
Why does Carrie need to be on your team?
Because we're all in it together, mate. And if you were number one
Where did Tommy come on the list?
I'm not on the list.
Not on the list.
What?
I didn't make the top five.
And one of our bosses here, no, not top 20. You haven't made the top 20, mate. Steve Price.
Is it 20?
Steve Price is at 20. And you're not there.
You're not on there?
No.
That's very funny.
Now,
need to be brought down a peg, though. So that's probably
real rough.
One of our bosses here, actually, Amanda, said, are you surprised that Tommy Little wasn't on the list? And I said, no, not surprised. No, not surprised. No.
But she is. hey, Amanda. Hey, Kizzy, do you think they did this poll pre you doing the shabby chic look that you've been sporting?
No, I don't know. I don't know I don't know how they've assessed it, and I don't know how I got to number one.
I've got an idea of how you got to number one.
How?
They thought, as these polls often work, let's put people near the top that will talk about it so we get coverage for our magazine poll. Who loves attention the most? Let's put Husey at the top and he'll talk about it.
This is what it feels like to be all part of a team. This is brutal.
I'm coming from left, right and centre. I mean, our producer of the year, Sasha French, told me that she spoke to the editor and the 1 to 20 weren't ranked in order. They were just, it was a random
A collection.
I said, why would you tell me that? I'm number one on a list. Wouldn't you let me have my moment? Tommy's not on the list. I'm number one. I mean, life is good. Come on.
Now, Husey, I know about this because I've been tagged in a few of
the
comments under your photo.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've seen the photo, but I deliberately haven't liked it because it's you looking seductively at the camera.
Oh, is that what that
And it
was?
Makes me very uncomfortable.
It's so weird. It's a selfie, but for the first time in your life, you're trying to be sexy.
It's taken like a teenage schoolgirl takes a photo.
Well,
I understand.
When you get named number one on the hottest hunk in radio list, you feel like you've got to live up to it, guys. So, yeah. And it's been a lot of, guys, I've copped a lot of hatred.
Can I ask a question?
A lot of hatred for it. I know how Justin Bieber feels. Like, Bieber feels.
Why are you asking Brendan Jonesy Jones, you want me in you?
Yeah, because that was aggressive in your comments.
No, because Brendan Jonesy Jones, he said, because Ray Hadley, who's an AM radio jock from Sydney, said that he would beat me in the final polling because I've got a head like a Mongolian trotting duck or something, trotting which is duck. Weird. It's weird. And now you Google that and my head comes up when you Google Mongolian trotting duck. But he said they're very tasty, and I said, well, that's why you want me in you. Yeah,
right,
that's right.
Okay. Anyway. Yep, good. I
love it, Hughes. Congratulations. It's great stuff.
We'll see you in London on the weekend, guys.
See you in London, mate. I can't wait.
See you at the Spice Girls.
In next to drive you home. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh. Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum, boom.